Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new CD by the Jeb Bishop Trio. Kevin says, in jazz, trios with horn, bass, and drums are common if the lead instrument is a saxophone. Trios fronted by trumpet players are far less common, although a few exist. But trios of trombone, bass, and drums are almost non-existent. Almost.
Trombonists rarely get lonely playing in jazz bands. In a music where trumpet and saxophones rule, you seldom find trombone in groups that have less than three horns. It's as if the instrument never lived down the humble role it played in early jazz groups and 19th century brass bands, as if the horn itself were an embarrassing reminder of jazz's homespun origins. Trombonist Jeb Bishop puts his horn at the front of a very modern trio with bass and drums on a new CD from the Oka Disc label, without denying his horn's hollering roots. Bet Jeb Bishop has listened to Roswell Rudd, the master of reconciling marches, Dixieland, and the avant-garde in the 1960s. Rudd's return to the road after many years off it has been a wake-up call for a few young trombonists. Jeb Bishop and his mates are part of a community of musicians in Chicago who collaborate both with European free improvisers and with some local jazz elders. Unlike some open improvisers who wander away from swinging rhythm, these guys can find their way back. The drummer here is Tim Malvena, and the bass player, Kent Kessler. Compact tunes and stark trio sound on Jeb Bishop's new CD complement each other very well, but the ambling improvisations can undercut that economy. Averaging out at 10 minutes each, these pieces feel a little bit long. One more thing modern improvisers can learn from the marches in New Orleans jazz that inform this music is a sense of proportion. First rule of show business, always leave them wanting more.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the new CD by the Jeb Bishop Trio on the Oka Disc label. This is Fresh Air.